From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later tonight, Lumberjack Creatures of North Woods with Chad Lewis. Looking forward to that. Here's what's happening. Well, nearly 60,000 pounds of frozen, raw, breaded, and pre-browned stuffed chicken products that could be contaminated with salmonella is being recalled. The products were produced in February, were shipped to distributors across the country, sold primarily at Aldi's, made by a company called Serenade Foods. Just tuck that away. Mortgage delinquencies dropped to their lowest level since the pandemic began, but that still leaves about 1.5 million homeowners coping with serious delinquencies. As pandemic-related forbearance programs come to an end, many Americans are coming out strong and are able to make their mortgage payments once again, according to a recent report. But that's not the case for everyone. There are still 1.5 million borrowers who are seriously delinquent or have late-stage delinquencies at 90 days or more past due on their home loans, and that's not good. Charles Koppus, investment advisor with us. Chuck, they're going to be able to dig their way out of this or what?
Well, I think most are handling their mortgage payments, you know, pretty well. But the Fed, the FHA, rather, they've extended these mortgage forbearances until September 30th. And right now, this also coincides with the moratorium on rental evictions, which was extended to October 3rd, you know, by the CDC, which really had no authority to do this. That's likely going to affect about 15 million renters out there, too, on top of this. So, you know, you've got people with delinquent mortgages. Look, they can refinance, but not sure this will really help people. I hope it would. We could see lots of foreclosures coming. And maybe this also would pop the real estate bubble, I think. Some are talking about this. Real estate prices, you know, have gone crazy all over the nation. I think everybody listening can attest to that. Plus, you have the Fed wanting to raise interest rates. So right now, I think the Fed has been buying around $40 billion in mortgage securities each month. They keep doing this. I mean, we're not in an emergency, but they keep doing this. And it's just more, you know, unsustainable debt. I think right now our national debt's $30 trillion, George, and we have unfunded liabilities.
It's crazy.
The government can only tax, borrow, or print currency. And this weekend, August 15th, does mark the 50th anniversary when Nixon removed the gold backing for U.S. dollars, you know, offshore. That was in 1971. A lot of your listeners know that. This was basically a gold delivery default, and our national debt was about $280 billion. Think of that. And now we have nothing but trade and fiscal deficits ever since, on top of this, real estate and everything. So it's also why they smashed gold and silver, you know, Sunday night in a dramatic fashion, just to protect the fiat currency system. I see a reset coming with all this debt and spending, George, and it's going to be a lot more in my next newsletter if people want to get that.
How do they get that?
They can go to idpconsultinggroup.com. Just scroll down to the bottom there, and they'll see it.
You got it. Thanks, Chuck. We'll talk to you next week. Russia and China are holding a large-scale joint military exercise in north-central China involving more than 10,000 troops. The drills are being watched for signs that China and Russia are expanding military cooperation as they spar with the West. Interesting story there. The move to mandate masks for Austin, Texas, 75,000 students came after the Dallas Independent School District there, which serves more than 150,000 students, implemented new masking rules earlier on Monday. The Houston Independent School District, the largest district in the state, with nearly 200,000 students, announced last week it would implement a mask mandate pending approval by the board this Thursday. The governor has banned mask mandates, so we'll see what happens in the state of Texas. Well, the Senate's massive $1.2 trillion infrastructure package marked a big bipartisan achievement after months of negotiations. The legislation, which still needs to be passed by the House, would provide $550 billion in new federal spending over 5 years. The new investments would reach far beyond the traditional infrastructure projects for roads, bridges, and railroads, and also include the power grid, which we've been talking about for years here. Dr. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com, with his reaction. John, what do you think of this?
George, this is another one of the most costly boondoggles that this country's ever seen. You talk about fiat currency and why real estate has maintained such incredible value right now. It's because the currency is rapidly becoming worthless with all this government spending. Now, when it comes to this infrastructure, the so-called infrastructure bill, only 10% of it goes to roads and bridges. The rest of it are a miscellaneous group of things like broadband and, you know, you're talking about, you know, building out the grid and these other things. But this is just a drop in the bucket of what they want. Do you know that this bill is not likely to pass the U.S. House of Representatives?
No, that's very tough there.
Bernie Sanders wants $3.5 trillion, not 1.2, 3.5. And he is not going to give up right now on pushing to and get this one to equalize social inequality in the United States by funding underserved communities to the point of $2.5 trillion. So when it comes to this being a slam dunk, like this is somehow going to go right to Biden's desk, it's going nowhere. And while it's true that Biden was celebrating this bipartisan event, the behind the scenes, this is loathed by the hard left of the Democrat Party, and they are not going to be satisfied until they get the, essentially a mini reparations bill, and that's what's going into the next $3.5 trillion bill that's on its way. You know, there's a lot of big things in the news right now, certainly in New York State, and I think that when it comes to this infrastructure, this is a drop in the bucket, not even a down payment on what they really want in Congress.
Let's just hope they fix the power grid, John. We've been talking about that for years now.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Dr. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com is his website. Up next, the numbers lady, Glynis McCants, to tell us about the future and maybe a little bit about the past on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, our very special guest and dear friend, Glynis McCants, with us. She's been studying numerology for years. As a matter of fact, she may have been with Pythagoras when he came up with numerology. Glynis believes that knowledge is power. She's a noted author, loved by the numbers. Glynis has your number. Glynis, welcome back. How are you?
Hello, George. Great to hear your voice.
So were you really with Pythagoras when he came up with numbers?
I'll tell you, John Edward, that wonderful psychic medium, he once said, Glynis, there's only one person I know besides you that knows numerology the way you do, and it's Pythagoras. So were you there? I'm like, hey, I'll take it. I love that whole idea.
Well, let's talk about numerology. How did he come up with this?
Well, here's what's amazing about numerology itself. It is a science of numbers. The Pythagorean system is 2,500 years old. People hear that name and they're like, oh gosh, mathematics, you know, geometry. But the truth is, he was also the father of harmonics. When you listen to music, you're listening to numbers coming to life. And that's the same thing about people. When you meet someone, they have numbers. Like they, when they're born, they come through with a certain set, just like your birth date number. There are three numbers there, and then your name number is another set of three. Those six numbers are a numerology blueprint of who you are, and it helps you just understand each other better. Some people are compatible to you, George. Other people are a challenge, and it can feel toxic when you hang out with them, and it's important to know who's who.
Now, next hour, we're going to take readings, and you're going to need everybody's month, day, and year again, like you have in the past, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And then we'll give them a quick little reading. Super. Well, lots going on these days, a lot of events. What have you been looking at chart-wise?
Well, I was obsessed with the Olympics because when you watch people at their best, you know, there were so many world records that were broken, and I honestly think it's because they had an extra year to practice. Right, George?
Yep. And based on the ratings, you might have been the only one watching.
Well, I'll tell you, the ones who did loved it. And remember, they don't really count. They're going to have to find a new way to count ratings, right? Because people stream it, you go online. Not everyone's sitting there in front of a television. But everyone I knew was catching it because it was so outstanding. And going to what I noticed, there was a pattern. So I want to say, for those who did watch it, some of these people became famous because of the way they won. So I'm just going to give you a couple examples. Jade Carey is an Olympic gymnast. And what was interesting about her, the first thing she did, she had her father helping her as a coach. Well, one day she really had mistakes on the vault and came in eighth place.
She almost hurt herself, didn't she?
That's right. She did. She almost injured herself and would not be able to compete. The girl regrouped, and the next day she came back and won the gold on the floor competition. Well, I looked her up, and I thought, because the number I look for is the number one. That's the part of us that's so motivated. We strive to be the best at what we do. It's very competitive. And what I found is she was in a personal year of one. So understand that. If you're in a personal year of one, it's going to push you harder than usual. So she was lucky to have come this year because she wouldn't have been in that cycle last year. Then I looked at Bobby Fink. I believe that's how you pronounce it because it's F-I-N-K-E.
Yeah.
Well, here's what's great about this.
He's the swimmer, right?
Yes, he is a swimmer, and he was so humble. He's like, oh, I don't know if I'm even going to, get any kind of award here. I'm just going to be here and enjoy it. That's what he was thinking. Well, he had this little plan that at the end, when you're doing this massive swim, like 1,400, 1,400 what when we do laps? Meters, right? But anyway, he's going for it, and all of a sudden, at the end, when no one saw him coming, he had this extra energy. This was his game, to just speed up in that last moment. He ended up winning 2 gold medals.
That's George. Amazing.
He shocked everybody, including himself. He said, I didn't even know I had that swim in me. Well, I looked up his numbers. Sure enough, 9-1-1 was in his chart. So double one for winning. He comes up with a way to do it, and he succeeded. The biggest surprise was Lydia Jacoby.
This gal was
out of Alaska.
The little 17-year-old.
Do you know that not only is she a 17-year-old and won, if you saw her face, George, you would have laughed because her mouth became a permanent O. Like, oh, how is this possible?
She was in shock herself, right?
She was. And it turns out there's only one Olympic pool in all of Alaska, which means she had to be driven 125 miles just to swim, like to practice in a pool because her school had a 25-meter pool, not 50. Okay? So she wins. That was shocking. What was she? A one life path. That tells me she's going to be, I don't know if anyone can be like Michael Phelps because he won so many, but this is the girl to watch in the future because of it. And then one shocker, it was the Chinese young lady who is only 14 years old. Did you catch that story?
Oh, the little diver. Incredible.
Yes, that she got perfect scores, like perfect 10s. All 7 judges.
At 14, she's going to be a superstar.
You got it. But it was shocking. But here's what made me laugh about her. If you saw her face, she didn't even smile. Like, she get the perfect score. She looked so serious. And I thought to myself, this girl must be an intense life path number. Sure enough, she was a master number 22-4. Now, anyone listening who knows about master numbers, they are like a human computer. A plus B must equal C. They're very focused. But she was born the 28th, and when you break it down, it is that one. So again, we had this fierce competitor who was very stoic. You couldn't read her at all until the very end, George, because her coach was so happy, he literally picked her up and shook her until she started laughing.
Oh, that's cute.
It was amazing. That's where my head was, the Olympics.
Well, you know what? It comes around, what, every 4 years?
Exactly, yeah. And because we didn't get to have them last year, right? So it kind of messed up. That's why they had to keep it with the number 2020 instead of saying it was the Olympics 2021.
What is it about the numbers that allow experts like you to decipher what's going to happen to these people?
Well, here's what happens. Like, when I look at someone's numerology blueprint, I'm able to get a lot of information from that. Then I like to look at, well, what personal month are they in? What kind of day is it for them? When I start looking at those patterns, the numbers come to life. And the more I study, the more I feel the conviction of what's going to happen.
Interesting. Summertime, a lot of people are meeting other people. You've written for our ParanormalDate.com website in the past, but...
Yes.
What do you say about the numbers and people wanting to get to know other people in the summertime?
Well, here's a fun thing they can do, and this is for everyone listening. When you meet someone, you can't really say, hey, what's your birthday? People take it, you know, personally. It's like, you don't know me. I'm not going to tell you. And even to get their last name.
That's why you walk around with your book, Linus Has Your Number.
George, I promise you, everyone wants to give me the information because they know I can read them. But just when you're out there meeting someone and you know nothing, you can learn so much about a person just by knowing their first name. And the trick is the vowel. So everyone should write this down. Just get their little piece of paper and a pen, and we'll just talk about name energy. And we're going to use you as the example. So we're
I've got three vowels in my first name.
Right, but guess what? We go with your first vowel. That's the one that tells us the most about you at first.
The E.
Yes,
right?
And so we look at E. E breaks down to the number 5. So what does that tell me? It means never a dull moment. It means if you are someone's talking to you and you're not really interested, you can mentally disappear. You'll still be polite. You'll stay in one place, but you've gone off on another adventure. It also means detective. If you feel like you don't know the truth, you're going to find out what happened. You always get to the bottom line of what happened. That's coming from the E. It also means travel. Like, this whole pandemic has been impossible for you. It's been impossible for anyone who has the E as their first vowel energy, because that is, when you're on the road, you're having fun. You know, when you're on to the next adventure, that's what brings you joy. And when you do events, George, if you ever want to have fun with this, have people raise their hand in your group and say, if your first vowel is an E, raise your hand. You will find a ton of them at every event, because they're the ones who want to go out and have fun and learn something new.
Well, we've got a live event coming up at the end of September in Everett, Washington. I'll do that on stage.
Yes, do it. Just say, if you got an E, raise your hand, and you will find a bunch of them in that room. So that's E. So now we'll go to A. Oh, and I should give examples for the E. Emma, Emily, Ethan, Steve. Have you ever known any Steves, George?
Oh, yeah, many of them.
Okay, were they guys who liked to party and have fun, generally speaking?
Generally. Absolutely.
All the Steves that I know, and people I'm sure right now are listening are laughing. There are so many Steves that I will come across. They either want to go out and have fun, or they're always got a plan. They don't necessarily want to deal with other people as much as the pack they want to be with, right? They're particular. But, yes, there's a lot of joy in that energy. So that's E. Then we go to A. Let's say the names Amanda, Ashley, Adam, Andrew. That is one energy. Why? Because A is one. So when you meet someone who has that A, they're going to strive to be respected. Like, they need you to trust them. If you say, let's say you hire someone with that energy, you just put them on assignment and say, you know what, I know you're going to do a great job and you won't disappoint me. You get to be right. What they can't handle is if you're too critical, then there's a rebel streak. They might even, you know, screw it all up. So just be aware when you see A energy, trust that they're going to do the best, and make sure you acknowledge them.
Linus McCants, the numbers lady with us. We're going to take your readings with her next hour here on Coast to Coast. We still have lots more to talk with her about. A lot happened in terms of space over the last month. Richard Branson, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk doing his thing. What do the numbers say about them?
Well, again, when I look at people, you know, we look at these men and realize they've conquered our planet, haven't they? I mean, these are billionaires. These men have had tremendous success. And I'm sure they're looking at the environment. We're looking at all the things happening on the planet, you know, climate change, whatever it may be. So wouldn't the next step be outer space? So I looked at these men, and the number one number in numerology, you can relate to this, it's the number 7. I will tell people, if you have a 7, if the spaceship showed up, you'd say, oh, thank goodness, I knew I didn't belong here, and you'd hop on and go for your adventure. Well, Jeff Bezos has a 7 as his soul number, which means he's fulfilled by that adventure.
And what gets that number?
Well, in this case, you would take, when you do name numbers, you would have to break down the vowel energy to get the first number. So, example, when you ask me, how did I get that soul number 7? It goes like this. E is 5, E is 5, O is 6. And then I break it down, add it up.
Add them all across.
One digit, it's a 7.
Ah, I see.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
So Elon Musk, When you take his full date of birth, 6/28/1971, add it straight across and reduce it to one digit, it's a 7. And I think Elon is the biggest example, right? Because doesn't he have his little, basically a spacecraft, right? Isn't he the one that successfully had them go up into space and come back down, correct?
We're going to come back. We'll talk about that in a moment. Glynis, lots more to talk about on Coast to Coast AM with Glynis McCants, the numbers lady. Glynis McCants with us, the numbers lady. That matter of fact sounds like her singing, doesn't it? Fantastic. We're going to take calls with Glynis next hour. We will need, if you want a reading, your birth month, day, and year, and she'll go to town. Simple as that. And speaking of Jeff Bezos, we're with Glynis McCants, the numbers lady. Glynis, you were talking about Elon Musk and Bezos and Branson. Let's finish that up.
Right. We were looking at the pattern. Okay. So in his case, we said we're going to take Elon Musk's birthday, 6/28/1971, add it up all the way, reduce it to one digit. It's a 7. And then I said with Richard Branson, it's the month and day that he's born, 7/18. When you add 7 plus 1 plus 8, 16, reduce it to one digit, 1 plus 6 is 7. So every guy in this group has the number 7, which is exploration. That is the big one. Who am I? What am I? Why am I here? So they're trying to kick their lives up a notch. What I thought was funny, I don't know if you know this, George, but Richard Branson originally was going to charge $250,000 per ticket to go into space.
Yep.
He just raised it to $450,000.
Somebody will pay that.
I know.
How about
Elon Musk says he wants to purchase a ticket. He wants to go with Richard.
With Branson. That's amazing.
Yep.
Well, you got to give all these guys credit for what they've done.
Well, yeah. I mean, you figure if it's about succeeding, they've already run a pretty amazing race, and now they're saying, well, what can we do next? You know, what's the next thing to conquer?
By the way, you talk about picking babies' names by the numbers. How does that work?
That is huge because we're having a baby boom right now when we've had, you know, a decline since 2019.
That's because people are cooped up.
That's right. You would have thought that, except last year it really wasn't happening, but it is definitely happening now. And here's what I do. When you pick a baby name, you're picking a destiny number for a child, like where they're headed. And also, there are three numbers in a name. What you want as parents is to make sure that those numbers are compatible to you as a couple. Because when I counsel a mother who's not talked to her daughter in like 10 years because they don't get along, it always goes back to that birth certificate name. So, yes, I help people pick a really good name for that baby.
Next hour, when we take calls, we have one of our Coast Insiders sent me a very heartwarming email about you tonight, Glynis, but he can't listen live tonight because tomorrow morning he's got dialysis. Bloodletting.
Yeah.
But he gave me the birth dates of himself and his wife. So I'm going to ask you to give us a readings with both of them next hour, okay?
Okay, we'll do that.
I don't have her name, but I have his. Is that okay?
But you have a date of birth for her?
Yes.
Good. That really helps. You know, our birth date, those three numbers are so sacred because you can never alter a birth date. You can always alter the name you go by today. But the destiny number, which is what a parent gives you, you can't alter that either. That first name you're given, that's on your birth certificate, really is powerful for the rest of your life.
Too bad we can't change the year. Oh, well.
Well, judging by some of the wonderful stuff you promote, maybe you can, right? Taking the right products to get healthy. I'm all for homeopathic remedy. Anything but going to the doctor to get cut up, I'm for it.
Absolutely. Home addresses. You say that makes a difference. Tell me about that.
Okay. So if you live, like I'll sometimes get a call and a client will say, look, my husband had me move into this house. I'm miserable. I cannot stand it here. And sure enough, the house energy is toxic to her numerology blueprint. Now, what I do with that, if you can, ideally, I want you to move into a place that's good for you, obviously.
Sure.
But sometimes we get pulled into a location that isn't ideal. You can alter energy by putting another number on the inside of the door. It would be like saying number feng shui.
Didn't Ronald Reagan do that in his Bel Air house in California?
Yes, because remember, it was 666, right? Isn't that the one he was given as a gift?
I think so.
So do I. So they, of course they changed it. They, I mean, these people were Christian and loaded with faith.
Add another six or something.
Yeah, they did something to make it different, which would make sense. Now, I personally, if you said, hey, Glynis, would you move into a house that's 666? Absolutely not. But here's my reason. It's not about belief, because if you take the number 6 plus 6 plus 6, it becomes 18. 1 plus 8 is 9. 9 is the number that's evolved. It's the number of completion. So I always think when you talk about the devil, or, you know, it's the fallen angel, right? Well, when you tip the 9, when a 9 falls over, what does it look like, George?
A 6.
Yes. So I say it isn't that you have to believe it's bad, but it can draw people who love the dark side of it, like the shadow side of that energy. And you don't want to draw that to your life if that's not what you believe or want in your life.
And the numbers for your house, do you reduce it again, though, to the lowest number?
Right. Here's what you do. Like, let's say...
At 1965. That's your address.
Wait, go ahead and give me the numbers. What is it?
1965.
1965?
Yeah, let's say that's your house address.
You would do this. 1 plus 9, which is 10, plus 6, 16, plus 5, 21. 2 plus 1 is 3. So the first thought is the home energy is 3. Like, that's the biggest influence. However, when you go into, like, breaking down the actual location, like the physical numbers, letters. When you break down letters, you're going to get even more information.
Every letter has a number, right?
Yeah, but the 3, is this the place you live in or one of your places?
No, I'm just throwing out his numbers.
Okay, well, I'm telling you that number 3 promotes communication. It encourages laughter. It encourages people to hang out there. Like if there's a dinner party or something, there should be great conversation because that's what the number 3 encourages.
I think my address adds down to a 2, as a matter of fact.
2?
Yeah.
And if that's the case, the 2 would be... It points to intuition. It means your gut instinct is stronger than ever, and it means you need to trust it. But it also means in family, anytime you're in relationship, it promotes love. So if family comes over, it's a loving connection.
Can you buzz through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and you never get 0, right?
Yeah. Well, what you do, 0, like when people say to me, Glynis, I was born the 20th or the 10th, or the 30th, does that mean something? It actually does. The 0 is like saying divine guidance. It's a spiritual thing. People born the 10th, the 20th, or 30th, they have that gift. If they tap into it, it encourages their psychic ability.
Okay, let's go with 1 first.
Okay, so are we talking 1 with a human or 1 with a house?
1 with a house.
Okay, check it out. If you live in a house of 1 and you're someone looking to get in a relationship, you've made a tiny error because the 1 encourages you to be by yourself. So sometimes I'll get a client who's going through a divorce and they move into a house of 1. I say, good for you, because it's going to help them declare their independence. And then when they're ready, they can either alter that number or move out. But that's what it encourages. And if you have a family that lives in a house of 1, then they're all chiefs, no Indians.
You just mentioned 2, but do a quick review, 2.
Okay. Well, the number 2 is for love, peace, harmony. It really is about connecting with someone. So if you're newlywed, moving into a house of 2 is a good idea. The house of 3, as I said, it promotes communication, laughter. It can be playful. The number 4, that's a home of security. You know, people live there, they feel safe. The problem is sometimes you get so comfortable in the house, you don't want to go outside. So when this pandemic hit, anyone living in a house of 4, that didn't bother them. They're like, well, I like to be here anyway.
Interesting.
The house of 5, okay, here's my concern. When you're in a house of 5, you got to watch out for excess, like over-drinking, you know, getting in trouble, working too much. And so you got to watch that. It also means when you look at apartment complexes out there, it's not uncommon for that energy to add up to a 5, you see, because it means never a dull moment. So if you're sensitive and you can't handle that energy, you need to alter it. The number 6, it's about family. So let's say you really want to have children with somebody you just married, move into a house of 6. It encourages that. And if you're someone who has issues from the original family, move into a house of 6 because it nurtures you and makes you feel taken care of. The house of 7, it's the house of study. So if you're a writer or researcher, you can't beat that house. And also faith. It's not uncommon for churches to have the 7, or someone who is a pastor who lives in a house of 7. The number eight, it's a show-off, George. If you go to a house of eight, they tend to be a beautiful house. But the shadow side is when you buy it, you think, oh, I can afford this. Next thing you know, there's something big you need to take care of. Like, it wants to look good, therefore it costs money. The house of nine, nine means all are welcome. So if you're someone who's a loner, don't move into a house of nine because it means family will come and want to stay permanently.
Forever.
That's how it goes.
It's fascinating how these numbers work. And yes. If you want to alter things, what do you alter? Yes. The number?
Well, yes, you take the numbers that are on that door. What I always say to the client, let's figure out what number's best for you, and then you put the new number behind it. Like, it's not for the postman, it's for you. But it does alter the energy of the house. It makes a tremendous difference.
What's coming up this year or any special dates?
Well, some of the things that I'm looking for, October is something I feel good about. Like, even September, when you talk about the events you want to do, as the more we can get out of August. Can I tell you what's up with August?
You don't like August this year.
No, I was born in August. Thursday is the birthday for me.
Happy birthday.
I love it. Yeah, I'm August 12th. My mom's August 6th. My brother's August 9th. This is a big month. But this year's month of August, the concern I always had about it, the world numbers are five, right? Because 2021 breaks down to the number five, and it's an 8 month. I knew what that would do is encourage all kinds of drama and some chaos. Also politics. I said that however this month starts, by end of month, everything looks very different. Well, you want some examples. Well, how about that poor, city in California that's burned to the ground? Is it called Greenville?
Oh, the old relic place.
Yeah, it's called Greenville, California, right?
It was.
And they said it was a gold rush town, and it's burned to the ground. Now, you just imagine if this month started and that happened to you, George. You know, heartbreaking.
One of my guests, L.A. Marzulli, a year and a half ago, had his place burned down.
Wow. Yeah, no, it is. Anytime that happens, it is devastating. But it really reflects in what I could see for this month. And then I just read about in Oklahoma, this group of kids, was like three of them. They get in an elevator. Suddenly there's a flash flood, and they're basically drowning. I mean, it went all the way up to their neck.
In an elevator?
They were rescued.
My God.
But it's that kind of stuff. And even when you talk about salmonella in your news tonight.
Yeah.
Well, look how big it is. Notice how it's very extreme. It's not small. You're not saying, oh, gee, there's a couple affected. It's like a ton.
Oh, it's huge.
So that's why I said, I love this month. It's my birthday, but I'm aware of the shadow side, and I'm just paying close attention to avoid the problem.
Did you see COVID-19 happening?
No. Here's what I saw. You know, when you and I talked about 2020, what I kept seeing more than anything else was clarity. Like, whatever you thought things were, the rose-colored glasses would be yanked off your face, and you'd have to see things as they are. And when this virus happened, and there was a lot of back and forth on what it was, to see so many people lose their life, you know, and to educate ourselves on what do we do when a pandemic hits the world? You know, how do we get out of this mess? And so that is what I do. When I saw four, I realized this is about educating ourselves. This year, we're in the cycle of five. What's happening, George, is we're restless. You know, people are fed up, and they wanted to get back out there. And now we have the Delta variant, right? We have this other issue. But do I think this is permanent? No. You know, people are like, Glynis, do you ever think we can get out of this? My answer is yes. But when do I see it? Like, out of this, 2022. And why do I say that? 2 + 0, 2 + 2. Those numbers are healing numbers.
Well, that's not too far away.
It is not. And by the way, the last 3 months, I still feel there's good news at the end of this year. That's what I believe. I believe that, and I stand by that. But I'm saying in the cycle of six, it's when people finally come together and go, you know what, let's stop the politics. Let's stop the bickering. Let's work together. Like, you're going to see what you have not seen for the couple of years that we're dealing with right now. You will see a shift, and I'm welcoming that. Like, I'm looking so forward. But you know what I also tell people? Especially the people who follow your work, they'll say, Glynis, I'm scared. You know, I feel like I can't get out of my bed. I don't know what to do. never do that to yourself. The only time we get depressed, George, is when we worry about yesterday or tomorrow. But if we focus on today, you can play your good music, you can watch movies that make you laugh, you can exercise, you can eat right, you can get with people you can visit, you can have a life. And that's what I want people to focus on. Get back in the moment.
And you've got an online numerology roundtable coming up on Saturday, August 21st. How is that going to work?
Well, here's what's great. The online numerology roundtable, which is Saturday the 21st, like you said, it's from 1 to 4. What it is 3 hours, and I keep it small enough that I can guarantee, George, each student in this class gets an answer to one burning question. So if someone's listening right now, they're like, oh, my gosh, my love life, when the heck will I find someone? Or someone saying, there's a career I have in mind, but I'm afraid to pursue it. Should I? That's what the roundtable is. It's a numerology discussion with a group of people, and they are really powerful. And so I'm offering that, and we have the early bird special goes till the 12th, so they should check it out at numberslady.com and take advantage of it if they want to have a live conversation with me.
That's exciting. Glynis's books, of course, Love by the Numbers. Glynis has your number, and there's a order number for that. Let me give it to you. 877-686-2373. That's 877-686-2373. And as she mentioned, her website is numberslady.com. We will come back in a moment here on Coast to Coast AM and take phone calls with Glynis McCants. We'll need your birth month, day, and year, and see what she has to say about you when we come back.